This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we need to talk about money. No. We already talked about money being dirty and bacteria and stuff on the money. Now, we're talking about real money. I just saw this article on the highest earning CEOs. This is kind of interesting, the kind of the money they make. You know, and what are we doing wrong? I know, we need to be a CEO. We're doing something. Well, you know, I am CEO of the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right? You know, we do have employees. I have an office. Unfortunately, there's a potty box in the office, and there's cats in the office, and I share the office with my husband, and it's not really like, you know, one of those, you know, CEO offices, you know, like you saw in the Wall Street movies, right? You know, with windows and looking at a view. It's, I live in Vegas, so I see some desert. I don't have one of those offices where we have a beautiful view of the strip. But they say the top 10 highest earning CEOs were paid an extra 8.5%, which is equivalent to $11.5 million last year. They got, I guess, a pretty nice raise since we haven't seen this, I guess, since 2013, according to this article. The Daily Mail says CEOs at the biggest U.S. companies received an 8.5% raise last year, raking in an additional $11.5 million in salary. Can you imagine $11.5 million more in salary? That's a raise. You know, I remember getting a 15-cent raise when I was working at Jack in the Box back in 1990. Yeah, was it 1990? I think. Got a 15-cent raise. Man. And that 15 cents was just a small smidgen on my $4.10 an hour job or whatever. Okay? Which means if somebody got an $11.5 million raise, that would mean that they're probably making big, big bucks. According to executive data from Equilar, that is the biggest raise in 3 years, and it reflects how well stocks have done under the CEO's watch. And mind you, CEOs deserve money. Okay, I don't have a problem with somebody who employs a lot of people, who runs a company, who makes things happen, them getting paid. Okay? I mean, it's not an easy job to be a CEO. Okay? You know, I mean, somebody has to make the big bucks. All right? You know, I mean, if it's causing growth and people are making money and, you know, things are happening, I don't mind that. It's just, boy, you know, you kind of look at, you know, you go, man, what are we doing wrong? According to executive data firm Equilar, board of directors increasingly require that CEOs push their stock price higher to collect their maximum possible payout, and the S&P's 500 index returned 12% last year. Over the last 5 years, median CEO pay in the survey has jumped by 19.6%, not accounting for inflation. They say that's nearly double the 10.9% rise in the typical weekly paycheck for full-time employees across the country. What, we were supposed to get 10.9% raise? I didn't get 10.9% raise. They say, but CEO pay did fall for one group of companies. Those where investors complain the loudest about executive pay. Compensation dropped for 9 of the 10 companies scoring the lowest on say-on-pay votes, where shareholders give thumbs up or down on top executive earnings. They say other measures that would highlight the income gap between CEOs and typical workers are on the way, but governance watchdogs worry that Congress will kill or dilute their strength. I don't know what's going on with that. They say the highest paid executive in the survey was Thomas Rutledge of Charter Communications. Charter Communications absorbed Time Warner Cable and Bright House Networks last year, so it is now the nation's second largest cable operator. He made $98 million. About $88 million of that came from stock and option awards included as part of a new five-year employment agreement. For him to collect the full amount, Charter's share price will need to rise 155% over 6 years. Man, I don't play stock market. I'm trying to get to fantasy football. That's going to be enough for me. That's going to take up a lot of my time. But stock market, I just get very confused on how to make money on that. And I think you have to have a significant amount of money to play. You know, I mean, I bought, you know, a couple little shares of Pfizer, you know, back in the 90s, but it was already after they boomed, so I didn't really make much money on it. The stock split three ways, you know, so what, I think I put $100 into it. You see, in order to make money, you got to put in thousands, and I just can't do that. I don't have that. They say CEOs typically got more than half their total compensation from stock and option grants. So, the highest paid is Thomas Rutledge, $98 million from Charter Communications. He's in his picture. He's smiling. Leslie Moonves, CBS Corp, Moonves. Yep. Robert Iger from Walt Disney, $41 million. David Zaslav, Discovery Communications, $37.2 million. You know, Discovery is growing. I like what Discovery does. Discovery, that's a big company. So running that one, that's got to be tough. Robert Kotick, Activision Blizzard, $33.1 million. He's smiling. Brian Roberts from Comcast, $33 million. Jeffrey Books from Time Warner, $32.6 million. Virginia Romney from IBM, $32.3 million. Yeah, she's smiling too. Leonard Schleifer, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, $28.3 million. Wynn Resorts. Oh, yay, Steve Wynn. Woo, CEO Steve Wynn. Now, mind you, Steve Wynn, he does a lot for the community. So, okay, you know, if he makes, you know, $28.2 million, I'm actually shocked he didn't make more. So that's, I'm okay with Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn did a lot to revamp Vegas. Vegas went from what was kind of known as a, you know, 99-cent shrimp cocktail type of town to where we have Chef Ramsay, we have some, you know, Wolfgang Puck. We have some of the finest restaurants, we had some nice restaurants in Vegas before, trust me, we had fine dining. But, I mean, we went from being, you know, the Las Vegas Strip to now the Las Vegas Resort. And so, I really credit Steve Wynn for the Mirage and for, a lot of his, groundbreaking, architecture and vision, which allowed Vegas to grow to the point where, we are what we are today. So, wow, but man, next time I look at my paycheck, oh, my God, I'm going to cry. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia AM on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of hoopla on Trump's budget. And the Office of Management and Budget Director, Mick Mulvaney, kind of, broke it down. All right? And there's been a lot of, I guess, concern over why the cuts. And, Mulvaney was kind of talking about how, if the money is borrowed and if, the money is being spent, when does the money come back? When do we start balancing the budget? We discussed this yesterday about how, if you have a faucet that just keeps leaking money, you are supposed to every now and then, start to, control the leak, shut off the faucet, regain some water supply. So we don't want to shut off the faucet when we're talking about people on, food stamps and Medicaid, etc. But, I think even both sides of the aisle agree that there has to be some sort of spending cuts. It's just they're not going to agree on how much and where. So they say the combination of large cuts to popular government programs, according to Fox Business, and the White House's proposed tax and health care overhauls, I guess, is what the administration said is going to help make America great again and boost U.S. economic growth. So, total spending cuts for 2027 will clock in at about $3.6 trillion. Now, the plan is called the New Foundation for American Greatness, and it includes paid parental leave. They say, as President Trump promised throughout his campaign, the proposal is going to include paid family leave. This program will permit 6 weeks' worth of leave for new mothers and fathers, a White House official told Fox Business last week, and will call for $20 billion over 10 years. Now, parental leave has been something that Europe has been doing. I don't know how they've been doing it, though, because I guess in some countries, parental leave is a whole year for both mom and dad. And as an employer, a previous employer, right, because I closed my practice and went to teach at Toro University, as a previous employer, I would, it doesn't make sense to force your staff to come in after they just had a baby, okay? Yeah, that, you want them to spend time, daddies as well. You know, why should daddies lose that time out? But it sure is expensive to pay two salaries for the same position at the same time. So if you have somebody, let's say in your company, and of course this would be larger employers, so small companies would be exempt, but if you have, let's say, an RN, who's making $130,000 a year, let's say, and she's on maternity leave, you need to hire another RN at that $130,000, or whatever they're making now in Northern California these days, while you're paying that other RN her $130,000, so that's $260,000 for that one spot. And so it's costly. But with this, they're talking about 6 weeks. 6 weeks, a six-week-old, for some of us moms, we're like, that's not enough. But I think that's a nice compromise to start. At least it's a good start. At least we're going somewhere with this. All right? At least we're starting to figure out how to do paid parental leave. And I have to commend the Washington administration on this one, where it's easing in the parental leave. Let's say everybody's goal is a year of parental leave like they do in Europe. You can't be cannonballing it like Obamacare law was. You can't do that. All right? You have to go piece by piece. We could always expand parental leave to another 2 weeks, to another 4 weeks, to another month. But getting it started, I think, is a good move. Okay? As part of infrastructure, Fox Business reports, the White House seeks to make progress on its legislative agenda, which includes tax reform and health care. And the infrastructure bill, they said, will be back in the limelight with the administration's expected request for $200 billion over 10 years for that effort. The funds will be used to provide incentives for the other $800 billion worth of infrastructure investment the administration is bidding through a combination of public and private means because they want to improve roads, bridges, airports, and more. We're going to get more details on the infrastructure plan, but I was in Philadelphia, love Philadelphia, but boy, do they have issues with the roads. That's crazy. I've never seen so many potholes. I've never seen, you're walking along and, the sidewalk is coming up from the ground, in some places. These are things that do need fixing, and it'll provide jobs. With Medicare and Social Security, no budget cuts. Trump promised during the election, okay, no budget cuts. Even though Medicare and Social Security is very, very expensive, no budget cuts there. We got baby boomers coming in. Medicare, they got to find where all the money went. I don't understand how all these baby boomers who put money into the system for decades, now they're here needing it, and, it's not there, and we're going to become defunct, and we're not going to be able to pay for services. Why? Where'd the money go? So I'm glad it's not getting cut. I would like to know how, though, we're going to continue to fund it. Medicaid reform. They say the White House's 2018 budget proposes reforming Medicaid to give more power to the states, as we talked about with the AHCA. States will choose between two financing methods, a per capita cap and a block grant. They will also choose how to best spend Medicaid dollars. Cities believe a move away from the current guaranteed federal match system could be detrimental to enrollees. Medicaid funds will not be permitted to be allocated to entities that provide abortions, including Planned Parenthood. So with the way they do Medicaid needs a whole revamping, and we've talked about this. Why don't we have kind of a sliding scale of Medicaid where some of the higher earners, maybe they pay $5 or $25 when they go to the doctor, $5, maybe $10, something like that. You know, Medicaid could still, you know, take care of millions and millions of people, but doesn't have to be completely free. For those that really are completely destitute that only rely on government funds, yes. But you have others that were fortunate enough to be able to have the safety net of Medicaid when the recession happened. And, you know, they make under the, they make the, you know, income requirement. They make income, but it's under the threshold for which they could then be covered. But, you know, does Medicaid have to be completely free? Why can't $5, $10 per visit be included? You know, sometimes having more skin in the game, you know, makes it worth more. And the other thing too is if people realize, you want to know what? I'm spending money on this when I could actually buy a better plan. You know, when you get something for free, people won't complain. Now, but if you're paying a very discounted rate for something that you really don't like, you're going to be less likely to want to go on it, and you're going to want to hopefully try to get something else. But here's the problem with that. We don't have something else. We did, but insurance company premiums quintupled or whatever the number is for skyrocketing, okay? And so, unfortunately, they can't just go to the private market yet. We've got to get a private market going that's decent, that has some decent premiums, so that somebody on Medicaid goes, you want to know what to heck with this? But I think we need to take the expanded income Medicaid that we expanded during the recession, and those people with that amount of income can pay maybe $5, $10, and see what they want to do. Welfare programs. They say the Trump administration budget is expected to cut billions from welfare programs over the next decade, including a $193 billion cut to the food stamps program, known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This would happen through 2027. According to Mulvaney, we no longer will measure compassion by the number of programs or the number of people on those programs. So, they want to push a 3% growth target, promote the tax and healthcare overhauls, and to allocate more federal funds towards national security, according to Mulvaney. So, you and I are going to differ. Everybody's going to probably debate this on what they should be doing with money. But what we do know is something is going wrong, and we don't want to hurt the people in dire need. But it doesn't sound like those in dire need are the ones that are going to be hurt. It's going to be the ones like the Tsarnaev brothers who did the Boston Marathon bombing, who were physical, they were capable, they were healthy, but they were collecting government dollars. Why? Why were they? I believe one was on disability for 2 years. How? And then you saw pictures of him boxing and working out and wrestling. How did Tomorrowland, I guess, was it? How did that get through the system where they got Medicaid, or not maybe Medicaid, maybe welfare, but how they got government dollars while they were sitting there plotting to bomb Americans? This is the kind of stuff, if I could try to keep it clean here, stuff that has to be, you know, cleaned up. Okay? If somebody is, you know, destitute, they're blind, they're disabled, they, you know, have multiple kids to take care of, and they can't work and they can't leave, yes, there has to be some sort of program. Personally, I think a lot of these infrastructure, you know, jobs, I would really like to see where, in order to get the, you know, benefits, you go to work, and daycare is, there is like a big daycare center within the work. So that they, you know, can go to work. They can, you know, be there with their kids. And we get back into, and remember, people who work pay taxes. So there's got to be a better way to do this. 1-877-DOC-SELLING.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, let's talk opioids. They say 1 in 4 Americans know somebody hooked on opioids. They say more than a quarter of Americans, and get this, 1 in 3 millennials, according to drugs.com, say they know somebody addicted to opioids or prescription painkillers. This is according to a new survey from the American Psychiatric Association, APA. They say also most respondents from the poll of more than 1,000 adults believe treatment is a better option than law enforcement to tackle the problem. True. I'll give you my opinion in a sec. They say our poll findings show that Americans are aware of the problem of opioid addiction. People believe can recover and want to see emphasis on making medical treatment, according to medical director Dr. Saul Levin, APA CEO. They say about 2 million Americans have a substance use disorder related to prescription opioid pain medications, such as oxycodone, OxyContin Percocet, and hydrocodone. More than 33,000 Americans died from an opioid overdose back in 2015. We talked about how it looks like now it's at the point where it's like 91 people a day dying from overdose, according to the CDC. 69% of respondents say they understand how someone accidentally gets addicted to opioids. 39% said it would be extremely or somewhat easy for someone in their community to access illegal opioids or painkillers, according to the survey. Almost half of all millennials agreed with that statement. They say people who misuse opioid medications often get it from a relative or a friend who has a prescription. The poll found that 87% of respondents believe it is bad to take a prescription drug without a prescription. Yeah, but people do it anyway. It's bad. Yeah, it's bad. They say there were significant differences among generations. So, let's look at the baby boomers. They say baby boomers, 10% said taking a prescription drug without a prescription is not bad. I mean, 90% did. But among millennials, 18% weren't concerned about a drug without a prescription. They said young people, 1 in 5, they believe it's okay to share prescriptions. They say most respondents believe people can recover from an opioid addiction. More than 80% of people who've known someone who has addicted or kicked the problem believe that people can get better. They say yet only 20% of respondents believe the country is headed in the right direction in terms of tackling the opioid crisis. Now, some of you have weighed in on this. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Let's go to some of the, well, let's go to the phone line, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And let me see if you have an email here as well. You know what? Here we go. Oh, you know what? This is our buddy, Tom. Hey, Tom. He goes, I wonder if any of our colleagues or government propagandists have considered that maybe the so-called opioid epidemic is actually an attempt by people to counter a deficit in endogenous occurring opioids in the brain. Oh, I see. So he, and he calls me Sherlock Doc. Okay, no, so that's interesting. So this is actually a very interesting point. Are some people becoming addicted to opioids, all right, not for the main reason that we all think, right, you know, where, well, you know, you try it once, and then you like that, and then you want to take it again, and you want to need to take more. But do we have some people out there that have a medical disease, a medical condition, such that they have less opioids? And they feel more than others. Now, this is very, very interesting, okay? It's, you know, let's talk about age. All right, so I used to fall all the time. I was such a klutz. You know, my mom put me in ballet. It didn't help. You know, I just fall and trip a lot. I got big feet. I got size 10 feet. You know, and I got big boobs. So you can imagine me as a, you know, 8-year-old. You know, it was tough, all right? But when I would fall, you know, it didn't hurt. You know, when you would bang your elbow or your funny bone, it wouldn't hurt. But now, all of a sudden, I hurt myself. It's bad. I fall. I'm down for a while. You know, I can't get up because of the pain. Then I can get up and the pain goes away, but it just takes longer. Why is that? It's the same fall. I got more cushion. Okay, right? Yeah, a little bigger than I was when I was, you know, 8 years old. And yet, when I fall and I get that periosteal reaction or some bone bruise, bone contusion, boy, does it hurt for a longer period of time. Now, I don't want to say that I have more pain than I used to because, you know, we all remember, for those of us that are women, the period cramps. Menstrual cramps back in high school were far worse than they are when you're older. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how in your 20s, you know, when you're really young, menstrual cramps devastate you, but then later it just, maybe it's because I had a baby, maybe a couple babies, I don't know. So pain does change, but the one thing I do notice, which is very, very interesting, is if I'm in a real, real good mood and I'm having a great day and I'm not PMSing, you know, and I stub my toe, yeah, it hurts a little bit or whatever, but I get over it quicker than when I am PMSing and I'm having a bad day. Now, that could be a serotonin drop for that day of the month. It could be a lack of sleep. It could be a, you know, there's a variety of things that make you more grumpy, make you less tolerant of things. And so, unfortunately, you know, those things could kind of happen with age. Is it lack of estrogen? Is it lack of testosterone in men? Women's testosterone, you know, change as well. So, you know, as we age, are we losing some of our natural endorphins? Thank you, Tom. That was a great point. So we don't know. But the problem we have is we have people addicted. And us being in chronic pain, here's the only thing, issue with that theory. You know, where is the source of the pain? You know, are you chronically in pain? Is it always your head? Is it always your jaw? Is it always your, you know, fibromyalgia kind of puts people in chronic pain, right? Where you have these tense areas in your muscle called tender points. And we will do trigger point injections. Dr. Hera from Kaiser Permanente had written a book and had been one of the early scholars on the subject, and I had trained under him when I was at UCLA. And you have these tender points, and you would do trigger point injections in those points. Now, I had, you know, 11 of the 17 or 12 of the 17 or whatever to qualify, and that's why I don't like getting a massage. I hate getting massages where they hit those tender points. A lot of people call them trigger points, but they're not. Trigger point is actually the injection you're doing. It's called a tender point, per se, but, you know, now the nomenclature includes it as calling a trigger point. And so, you know, with that, you know, somebody touches you, you're like, ow, ow. Now, what is that? Is that, you know, a natural loss of your endorphins, or is that because, you know, you have some, you know, chronic inflammation in your muscles? Polymyositis, polymyalgia rheumatica. There's a whole variety of different diseases out there that cause pain. And pain is a defense mechanism. Now, you would think if somebody started to lose their wit when they aged, okay, they may then have less pain acknowledgement, right? But they don't. Things still hurt. So we have a lot more to learn about the pain pathway, but unfortunately, we don't have time to wait and we don't have time to learn because we have, you know, one in four people that, you know, we talk about the opioid epidemic and how many thousands of people or millions of Americans, like they say 2 million Americans have a substance use disorder. Well, if there's 325 million Americans in the U.S., we obviously, there's somebody's underreporting because, you know, if everybody says, not everybody, but if in this study, you know, yeah, one in four know somebody addicted, I think the number's higher. And what did I see in my practice? I didn't see as many people addicted to narcotics because any of my patients who were having pain issues, if it was a knee, they saw an orthopedic. If it was their back, they saw, you know, an orthopedist or a spine specialist. If they had chronic pain syndrome, they'd see a pain management doctor. So I wasn't the one prescribing the pain medications. Yet, we did have a lot of them. And we had a lot of people who said, look, you know, it just started out with one or two, and then it went to four a day, then eight a day. I had one patient, she was taking 10 a day. She didn't want to, and that was when Lortab had 500 milligrams of Tylenol. She was taking 5 grams of Tylenol a day. That's overdosing on Tylenol. Yeah, I sent it to an addiction specialist, but she never came back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, when it comes to pneumonia, we're being told that the first try antibiotic that you may get seems to fail 25% of the time. In 1 in 4 adult pneumonia cases, the first prescription given fails. So this is not good at all. They say in these cases, more or different antibiotics were needed, or the patient's condition worsened to require ER admission or hospitalization within a month of the antibiotics being taken. So obviously lead researcher Dr. James McKinnell, an infectious disease specialist at LA Biomed, says the results are concerning because pneumonia is a leading cause of death from infectious disease in the U.S. So he spoke in a news release at the American Thoracic Society, and this is being reported by consumer.healthday.com, that additional antibiotic therapy noted in the study increases the risk of antibiotic resistance or complications of C. diff. And we've talked about C. diff. C. diff, Clostridium difficile, is a bacteria infection that is opportunistic in that once it notices that antibiotics are in play, it can then overgrow. So we want you on antibiotics for the smallest amount of time, the least amount of time possible, in order to do the trick. So if we start you on one and then you fail, then we got to start you on another. Let's say we treat you for 7 days. Now we got to treat you for 10 to 14 days. Okay, you're basically on antibiotics for over a month. This Clostridium difficile could easily take over. And it could be life-threatening. They say infectious disease experts have sounded the alarm for years on the growing problem of antibiotic resistance. They say one expert who reviewed the findings says that the fact that a quarter of pneumonia patients failed their initial antibiotic therapy could be related to a change in the bacterial resistance in the community. I mean, I don't want to say no duh, but that's exactly what's going on. Okay, in the olden days, you could take an antibiotic like penicillin to handle your pneumonia. What's the number one cause of pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia? We've talked about this. People, I am so going to give you a pop quiz. Streptococcal pneumonia. Strep. Strep pneumonia. Come on, people. Are you kidding me? My gosh, like every 6 months we review this. You know what? Fine, pop quiz. I'm going to give you a pop quiz. I'm so sick of this. Anyway, not now. It's going to be a surprise when I give you a pop quiz. But strep pneumonia is the number one bacteria agent causing pneumonia. Let's say somebody with HIV gets pneumonia. Somebody with AIDS. The number one type of pneumonia is, again, still strep. It's the most common pneumonia out there. Yes, somebody with HIV could get PCP and some other sorts of, although now PCP is a new name for it, but there's a lot of different other, you know, infections out there. But when we're talking about the most common type, it's strep pneumonia. And you know what used to fix it? Penicillin. Penicillin used to manage a pneumonia. Not anymore. Okay, then we got Z-Pax. Maybe not in that order. But we had a variety of different cephalosporin medications, Levaquin, a variety of different medications that we use for pneumonia, depending on the type. But in terms of treating pneumonia at home, Z-Pak was used. Z-Pak, the azithromycin, helps tackle mycoplasma pneumonia or community-acquired pneumonia or atypical pneumonias. And people would take a Z-Pak, and it covers strep a little bit. And so we would be giving people Z-Pak at home. Well, look at what's been happening with Z-Paks. People take Z-Pak so much, we're starting to see resistance with that as well. So when I was in school, we used Clafrin a lot, and Levaquin was IV. And as I was leaving school, Levaquin had turned into a PO form, an oral form. So we would give Levaquin as an outpatient for pneumonia, and it worked. It worked so good. The problem is I later start to see people use Levaquin for sinus infections and for bronchitis and for, and I'm like, whoa, guys. Yes, Levaquin works for that, but save that for the pneumonias. There's other medications you could use. No, the patients are saying the other medications don't work, and you're like, oh no. But, you know, the more we use these medications as an outpatient, then the less they're going to work when we really need them. So. They say, in the new study, Dr. McKinnell's team tracked data from nearly 252,000 adults who were prescribed antibiotics to treat pneumonia contracted outside of the hospital, hence community-acquired pneumonia. And parents were cared for either at a doctor's office or an outpatient facility. Just over 22% of the patients did not respond to their initial prescription of antibiotic treatment. Now, here's the thing. If they were given a penicillin or a Z-Pak, there's a chance that, yeah, maybe that was a little too light. And unfortunately, the only way to really attack and prevent antibiotic resistance is to hit the bug, the bacteria, correctly the first time. Now, that's the trick. The reason why antibiotic resistance happens is you have a whole bunch of bacteria hanging out, Like, you know, I was going, hey, Bob, what's up, man? Oh, good, good. You know, I was before, yeah, the Patriots did good. Yeah, but I like my Cowboys. Man, Cowboys suck. No, they don't. Okay, so anyway, so the bacteria sit there and they talk. All of a sudden, here comes the antibiotics. Okay, like an attack. Okay, all this stuff happens, right? Now, most of the bacteria die. But a couple go, whoa, whoa, what was that? Jimmy, yep. Yeah, no, I'm good, I'm good. You know, where's Bob? No, Bob's dead. And they look around, and there's a couple of them that survive it. Okay? Well, they asexually reproduce. Okay? You know, they make more babies and make more progeny. And then the little babies are like, what happened over there? Well, I don't know, some antibiotic or something happened over there, or some Purell or whatever, but we survived. So we're survivors. We're stronger. Survival of the fittest. And they continue to grow. And they continue to propagate. And that, so what you have to do is when you hit these bacteria, you have to hit them hard. Now, one major problem we have, I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning, luckily I'm tweeting on KABC this morning, and he's like, you know, are we causing problems with the Purell and the sanitizers and all that? And, it, you know, he had thought that maybe that could be leading to antibiotic resistance. He's 1,000% correct. What happens if you clean that surface that has all the bacteria, Jimmy, Bob, whoever, sitting there, right? And you clean that half-assed. Okay, the bacteria aren't going to die. And if the bacteria don't die, they grow stronger. Which means you have to really disinfect. If you are going to disinfect, you need to disinfect like your life depends on it to get rid of everything. Now, mind you, if a bug does survive, that germicidal spray and the blowtorch or whatever the hell you use, it deserves to survive. I mean, it's, but we're half-assing things. You can't half-ass clean. We do a little wipe, we go wipe, wipe, oh, we're good. No, we're not. Because whatever didn't die from that little mini wipe, wipe is going to grow and be able to withstand other wipe, wipes later. So, I mean, you have to flood, not just wipe, wipe. Okay, well, I mean, don't breathe the stuff in, obviously. So same thing with antibiotic. What we need to do is if you have a pneumonia and a real pneumonia, we need to nip it in the bud. For kids, I like to use Augmentin. All right, many times Augmentin works. 7 days may not cut it. May have to do 10, sometimes even 14. But Augmentin seems to work with kids. You know, with adults, we see Augmentin work as well. Why? Because of strep pneumo. Augmentin has penicillin in it. We've used, cephalosporins, we've used Zithromax, we've used Levaquin, etc. But depending on what you got to hit it right and you got to hit it hard. And sometimes what you have to do to decide is, you know, if anybody's in the medical field, I suggest, why don't you talk to the patient? Get the patient's opinion. No, we don't want to hear from them. No. You got to talk to the patient. And if you ask a patient, look, you know, has amoxicillin ever worked on you? Has penicillin ever worked on you? A Z-Pak? And if they say, please don't give me a Z-Pak, it's worthless on me, you might want to heed that warning when you're treating pneumonia. And, you know, people say, well, that doesn't make sense because an antibiotic is supposed to be sensitive to a certain type of bacteria. But for some people, if it doesn't work, maybe it's something we don't understand yet about antibiotics. You got to go with it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.